We just finished this piece of Gemara, the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph. Just a Pashup shot in the Gemara that. So how, you know, the Gemara presents there's conflicting royals over here. We have a row which says that Rav Nashim Rav Psula so that would indicate this woman got married as a Psula. But we know the row of women who get married as a Psula have a kol. This woman did not have a kol.
Tesayin
Amidwa. On the base of the
top.
So since she didn't have a kol, and Rav, women who get married as a Psula have a kol, the Rav tells me that she wasn't a Psula. So we have this conflict between the two Ravs. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is that the Mor's lashon is if ain l'kol isla ruba. The Mor doesn't say that's a rub against the rub. In other words, a 100 women will get married. So we'll argue that, you know, 80 of them are psulas, 20 of them are amonis. So Rav says that what Rav women get married is psulas. There's another Rav, women who get married without a kol. So women get married without a kol. The women get married out of the kol. There's 30 of them, 20 of them are amonis, and 10 of them are psulas. Right, so she belongs to two groups, and in each group that she belongs to, there's one or the other. But the Mor's lashon is Issa Leruba, which means it's not so much that it's that I have, it seems to me that we can't use the Rav of Lashon Sulis Nises, because if she doesn't have a curl, and most women which don't have a curl are not Sulis, so there's a. It's almost we're saying that within the roiv of Noshim get married as psulos, there's a reyus in that. It can't be that she's a psula because why does she have a kol? Which is how the Mor started off saying it. The chachila, the Mor says lots of kol. All women get married as a psula have a kol. This one doesn't have a kol, so she can't be part of that roiv. She can't. That can't be true. So the roiv over here is undermined. It's so the Mor starts off with it, it says. Right, women, 80 women get married as psulas, 20 get married as almanos. But all 80 have a kol. This woman doesn't have a kol, so she can't be from that group. It's impossible. So now we're saying, no. There are 10 of that group which are psulas, but they don't have a kol. And 70 have a kol. So we say, okay, fine. So maybe she's from the miyot, right? So maybe she's in the roiv, but she's from the miyot in that point. But the Mor doesn't sound like the Mor says we're not comfortable saying that because it's a race in the Rav. It's almost like we'll say it, that the Yisoid of the second Rav is that do not say that she's from the group of Rav Nashim which Psulas Nissus, because if so, why does she have a cult? Must be that she's not from that group. It's undermining the right of the first Rav. That's how the Mor says it, which is like a different type of a sword than just a Rav against the Rav. Okay. Is that the Gemara? Im yesh edim she yotzusa behinuma. Two dots on the Tzayim base. So the Mishnah said if she can bring edim that she had these different things which are indicators that she's a psula, she collects her ksuba. Now she doesn't have her ksuba. So the Gemara says, "Valeichus duma mafka edim b'hai beidina v'gavya." So maybe she really didn't lose the ksuba. Over here she'll use Adam and collect, and then she'll go to the Rimbesin and she'll put the ksuba. I'll say, I paid already. So we paid already. I have the ksuba. He's not believing that they parati against the ksuba. We write a receipt. Well, what's the chiddush of writing a receipt? Because writing a shaver means we're putting the burden on the person who paid to maintain that proof The opposite of writing a server, saying we don't allow situations which need the create the need for a shiver, for a receipt. Shiver is a receipt. Okay.
I don't understand the flow of the Gemara. I mean, the Mishnah is not saying that he's coming with a taina of parati, and so the Gemara sounds like it's not really commenting on the Mishnah, unless there's a, you know, he's got a migo.
Well, the Gemara is saying if you're going to allow her to collect. Right now, they're arguing psula or amana. He's not denying that he has to pay the ksuba.
Right.
If you're going to allow her to collect with Adim, so there's nothing preventing her from doing this and then going to a second bezdin and collecting with the ksuba.
Yeah, okay, but that's a different.
No, it's a different. Therefore, you should not allow her to collect just with Adim. We say, lady, you need your ksuba to collect. No ksuba, tough luck in you. No tiki, no washi, as the saying goes. Yeah, you need, where's your ksuva? Yes, you put in your psula, but where is your ksuva? He's not denying it, that's very nice, but then we're forcing him to be stuck the rest of his life with a receipt. It's not his job to have receipts. You have a job to collect with your ksuva. Tell you, look, no ksuva, you can't collect. The Manolos, Anchors and Sherbet says, no, if you have the star, you collect with the star. If you can't find your star, you lose. Your right to collect is in your star. No star, you can't collect. We're not denying they owe you the money, but you can't collect because you're putting a new burden on him, which you may not do. He doesn't have to have that burden. So Rapapa says, Rapapa, I'm Rabbi Malkam Shen Karsin Ksuva Askinim. Okay, so we're talking about a place where the minig was that they did not write an actual star. But it means Rapapa is saying, man, if I'm in a case where they wrote a star, if she lost the star, she can't collect her Ksuva. Even if he admits that he owes the Ksuva, because then you're putting a new burden on him, that maybe she's playing a game. She can bring Adam that she lost the ksuba. Okay, fine. But until she proves that the ksuba is gone or destroyed, Adam that the ksuba got burnt. Okay, fine. But why should we believe her that she lost the ksuba? Maybe she's playing a game.
So she would get nothing?
Get nothing. Because otherwise she'll collect the second time.
What's to stop her? Why do we have to say that she brings out the ksuba the second time? Gets to a second baked in, use the same Adam again.
So that will get involved in the question. Well, first of all, the Adam will hopefully not testify for her twice, but that's a different.
They're getting a part of it.
I understand that they don't say Ma'amar Chavdi question that possibility, but the issue is he'll say Parati. So in the first mission, the first case, he's not arguing Parati. He's arguing what were the amounts. So we say okay, everybody's admitting that it's a Chiyuv Ksuba. Now we're coming into the second Bezdin. She has no document, and he says I paid. She says, well, if you paid, where's your receipt? She says, well, if you didn't pay, where's your ksuba? Like, you know, why do you trust her more than you trust him? So he's got he's muksik on the money. So then the question gets involved. That Tosis, the first Tosis in the Perek, deals with, can a person say parati against a maisa bezdin? So, like the Rapapa says, Malkam Shein Karsin Ksuba. So how does this work, Malkam Shein Karsin Ksuba? Because our Masak and Ksuba, the Chiyuv Ksuba is there no matter what. So why do you need a document? Yeah, but he'll say Parati. The Milo of the document is he can't say Parati. Well, if it's really Parati, so why do I still have the Ksuba? Right? Because normally what happens in a case of a person comes to collect with the Shtar, we say, okay, fine. He gives the money, he gets the Shtar back, and he destroys the Shtar. But over here, he can't do that. So what would you do over there? So one of them says it's a machlokes something more whether you can say parati against the maisa bezdin. If you cannot say parati against the maisa bezdin, she's protected, right? Or alternatively, what you're going to have to say is echanami. In a case where you cannot say parati against the maisa bezdin, he's forced to get a shaver. So. Which would mean like this. In a case where the minig of the Malkam was not to write a ksuva, so the only way this is going to work is with writing a receipt. But in general, the place where they write a ksuva, she cannot collect. And we don't put the burden of him of holding on to the receipt. We put the burden of her of holding on to the ksuva.
What do we do with the get? So it gets written. It's delivered to the woman.
So what do we do? What does the Gemara do? What do we do?
What does the Gemara do? Let's...
She holds on to her get.
She holds on to it for life.
So she needs to get for two purposes. She needs to get to collect her ksuba. She says, he holds me the ksuba. So who said you were divorced? Well, here's the get. Okay. All right. She also needs the get. She wants to remarry. We need to verify that she's divorced. She'll hold on to the get till she's remarried. Nowadays, the bezdin holds on to the get, and they give her a document that she received her get. The bezdin keeps the actual get. Okay. So Rav Papa says that really that the rule is ain kaisin, because it's not fair to put the burden upon him. So if a person has a star, he has to come and collect with a star or tough luck. Or he could, unless he could bring item that was destroyed, or he or she could bring item that was destroyed. But we hear the case was the Malkum Mishan Kaisin Ksuba. In that situation, then we're forced to use the idea of Shriver. Some have this argument between Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Papa on the following braisa. Even the woman's ksuba is lost. Hitmina ksubasa, or she hid it, or nisuf ksubasa, or was burnt. Okay, so we don't have the ksuba. The more is going to grapple with all these phrases. What does it mean? So, how can we prove that she was a psula? The ksuba is not here. So the Brash continues. It says rakul for now. If they danced or they did some type of schaik, or they brought a psura, the Mora talks about what that is. They would sometimes use not the mapa of the actual psulim, but the mapa they use for psulim. There's a sign that she's okay. So that's the braisa. The Mora is going to clarify some points of the braisa down as we go down the page. But the Mora says, but getting back to this discussion that we ask on this braisa, okay, so let's be afraid that she'll collect twice. So we see from here that you're cursive shriver. So it says in kaisin ksuba. So the Mor says, what do you mean? Well, if the ksubasa katani, the Brisa says there was a ksuba and it was destroyed, it was lost. It was nisufa. So how can you tell me Rapapa's teres of Makam Shen kaisin ksuba? Clearly there was a ksuba. More answers, the cost of law, Ihu. So he wrote a ksuba. In other words, he went above and beyond the standard custom in the city, and wrote a ksuba. More says, okay. So, Saif, Mafkilov and Gavyaba. The more says, Why aren't we afraid that she will pull out this ksuva and use it a second time? So the Mora says, "My ivda." When it says ivda, is ivda ba'or? It was destroyed. Mercy Haki, it was destroyed. Hayin l'nisrafa, that it was burnt. It's the same words. Void hitmina, Michael. What is right? So, what does hitmina mean? There is just the Brisa says it was lost. It was she hid it, or it was. If we know that she hid it, so if the lomeli, why do we? What's the whole point of the whole Brisa? So, Mor says we have to really rework the beginning phrase of the Brisa. Ella. The Brisa is saying the following: Kol ivda ki mina b'fenenu dami. The claim that it was lost, we deal with that as if we saw the woman hide it, which means we say, I'm sorry, ma'am, we can't trust you to collect based on claiming that it was lost, because maybe really what you did was hide it, and you're planning to pull it out somewhere else. And therefore, we don't allow her to collect until Adam will come that this ksuba was destroyed. Then, okay, now the question is, was she a psula or not? Rakla for now, sakla for now, hirla for now, etc. And that's the flow of the price. Okay. Somewhere says, "Man de masilo brayso kol shkena masnisen." Man de masilo masnisen, abo brayso loy kikush. If you learn that Rav Papa said his pshat on the brayso, that makom shekosin ksuba, and the brayso meant that he specifically wrote a ksuba for her, and the brayso is saying that she, even though the brayso seems to say. So we know they wrote a ksuba. So the rule is, whenever you write a ksuba, if you ever write a shtar, then the rule is, my friend, bring the shtar or don't collect. And here the price says, ivda, and you collect. Karna papa, that shouldn't be true. Right? And he's not mechuyev to walk around with this shiver to protect himself, because she's claiming ivda. She says, no, what does ivda mean? Ivda means it was destroyed. And the Bryce's actually means Rapop is dead. You claim as Ibda, we don't trust you, and therefore you may not collect until you bring Aiden that was destroyed. That's a pretty big doichik. So if you say Rapop is willing to say his pshat on the Bryce, so obviously he'll say his pshat on the Mishnah, where there's no mention that there was a ksuv at all. But if you learn that Rapop said his pshat on the Mishnah, but on the Bryce, it's very possible that he was not willing to learn his pshat. That's what the brisa meant, and therefore, from the brisa, you would be able to prove that even though there was a ksuva, we put the burden of responsibility now on the man, and we write a shiver, and the person can collect with the claim that the ksuva was lost, as long as the other person is not saying that they paid it. So, if you learn man the master masnisen, if you learn the Rapapa said it's pshat on the Mishnah, well, brisa loy. He would not have said it's pshat in the brisa, and yes, Revo would agree from the brisa that you've proven Revo's pshat that kosin shiver. Brisa loy kikusha, because of the question which we had, the brisa told me there was a ksuba. If that's known to us, according to Papa's theory, he should not be allowed to collect, she should not be allowed to collect until she returns the ksuba. She can't just claim it was lost. Okay. Okay. The more that now these two dots over here are not going back on the Mishnah, actually going back on the brisa. It's not such a common it happens sometimes. Okay, so the brisa said, if there's Adam, I'm sorry, it's going back on the Mishnah. But then it goes back. It flips from there to the Mishnah to the Brisa. This too has to go back to the Mishnah. If there's Eidim, the Chehdi Numa. Malecha Tuma Mafke Eidi Hinuma Bahai Beidina Begavya. Behodu Mafke Eidi Hinuma Beidina Akrino Begavya. Okay. So now, let's say you learn the Mishnah. The case was there's no ksuba. So how do you collect? You collect with Eidim. But there's multiple Eidim. So she'll go to Beth number one, bring in Reuben and Shimon, that she was with El Savino. She'll go to Beth number two and bring in Levi and Yehuda. So Morris says, okay. So even Mamakam Shay Kais and Kaisan Ksuba, Mamakam Loy Absha, Vali Kasin and Sherba. We have no choice. In a case where they write a Ksuba, we can say, listen, we could argue, you may not collect it until you bring out your Ksuba. But Mamakam Shay Kaisan Ksuba, and you're collecting without the star at all, there is a concern you'll collect multiple times. The answer is you write a shiver. Okay. Zok the Gemara. If you're looking at Kreshel Psura, my Kreshel Psura, what does the Kreshel Psura mean? So one of the Brisa says one of the proofs that she's a Psula is that they bring this case, which is a Psura of the announcement. So Omer Vada Barava, Kais Yayin Shal Truma Mavirin Lefanel. They would carry a case of Truma in front of her, as if to say, Klemer Ruya Hoyas Azul Lechel Betruma, that if she was a Ba'ula, there are many times that she would be prohibited to the Kayan. But if she's a psula, she's mutter truma if she marries a kohen. So in the case that she marries a kohen, they would do this. Master Papa, Atamon milochle b'shumu. A woman can be a bula and eat truma still. So if the sign is that she's mutter truma because she's a psula. A nam sul is also mut. Elmer Papa, Zu, the sign was Rashis, Kishuma Rashis. Chuma is the first, and she's now a pure virgin the first time being presented. Okay, Tanya Bihudimer, Chabash Ayayim Amir on the Fanel. They would bring a big barrel of wine. The Mor says that Omer of Adar Brava, that the way they did it was the following: Basula Mavir and Lefana Stuma, Beula Mavir and Lefana Psucha. They would carry a barrel of wine in both scenarios. By Basula was a closed barrel, and by Beula was an open barrel, indicating whether she's a Basula or Beula. The Mor says, why do you have to do that? That's a little bit uncomfortable. To carry a barrel which is open, to say that she's a bula, just don't do anything. Na'aver kamei b'sula, become a bula lo na'aver klal. Don't bring the barrel at all by the case of the bula. Some more answers. We're afraid if we do that, the following: zimna the tafsa masayim. If the woman will, without going to bezin, will seize items from the husband to the value of 200. Va'amra no psula havoy. You shall say, I was a psula. Do you want to know v'hai do avra kamoy? So why didn't they bring the barrel? Isnusi hu the esnisu. There was something happened. Oinus happened. Rashi suggests the oinus was the fact that they had imbibed in the barrel. So maybe that was the onus. They forgot to carry the barrel because they already had taken some wine from the barrel. They drank, so maybe they forgot to bring it. But if they actually carried a barrel, and it was an open barrel as opposed to a closed barrel, there's no mistaking what the message is. So that's a safer message. Yeah. Dr. Ashi, we're all the way up on the page. Dilma, we added the first, second line. Mafka Edim, Edi Hanuma, shall bring Edi Hanuma in one bezin, and shall bring out the Ksuba in the second bezin. Rav says Zoy Samaras Kirtan Shaver. Shekishi Yifra Loksubasa, Titub like Shekib Loksubasa, shall write that she received the Ksuba. He'll be under the schools, and that will be for him. He'll hold on to that to protect himself. Zoy Samaras, Zloikimandamra ain't cursing Ksuba Babasa. What's Zoy Samaras? Because there's an opinion about Babasa which says that we don't put that burden on the man. In the case where you lose your star, that's tough luck on you. That was your job, to hold on to the star. No. we could accept the opinion which is in Kaisen, because that's not fair to him. The Nimsa said Tzarech Lishmer Shaivrei Min Achbarim. He's now forced to safeguard his receipt from any damage, the mice. Therefore, in any situation where the person has a shtar, we say, "Oh, yovi hashtar, v'yachsiran." Either give the shtar back, so it can be destroyed, and now he's safe. Or lo yitzol klum, or you can't collect. Okay. Okay. Masnisin that she's collecting the Malkum Shen Kaisen Ksuva. Al Subhanal Tanai Bezdin, they don't write actual document, they rely on the Tanai Bezdin. She did the Psula Masaim Lamana Mana. We're not afraid in that situation that she'll pull out the ksuba anywhere because she doesn't have a ksuba. The more we'll then later on, maybe she'll use Eri Hinuma a second time. That's the more question later on. Right now we're saying if you're worried about pulling out the ksuba, there's no ksuba to pull out. Some the Masilo, the Rebavo, Repapa, some would say the argument was not going on the Mishnah, it was going on the Braisa. The argument is not whether she paid or not. The argument is how much was the ksuba. The ksuba right now is hidden. It's not here. That they were dancing there by the wedding. It was announcing, declaring that she has simoni psulis. Come on before Shema here. The Morse is talking about what exactly was the simon. The Morse says the whole Braisa as presented seems to be difficult to understand. Ella, Hachikamar, so this is what the Braisa meant. Call Ivda Kimishi Mina Faneno Dami, Vilogavia. If the person claims it was lost, we have to assume, as far as we know, that it was really hidden, and she may not collect. Ivda Ksubasa. If she says, "Oh, about shtar ksuvasa," she claims it was lost. We have to deal with it as if the ksuba was hidden. In order with them, which will allow her to collect a second time. And therefore, she cannot collect unless she brings the shtar. However, if she claims that it was burnt, the there's nothing to worry about. Fine. Then, but now the question is how much. They learn that they're having this discussion. How the Braisa? Koshken amasnitzin. The kim of that Braisa, even in the Braisa, the Tani Behedja, even the Ksubasa, there was a Ksuba, and she's claiming it was lost. Gavya, she collects. So that pretty much sounds like Rebavo. That even though there was a ksuba, it's not being brought, she collects, and we give him a shayver. Even on that, still, well, I'll come her a papa. No, Zulagavi, she doesn't collect when she says these ksubas. Ein Reise says that she does. No, Mataritz lo dechadik toni. Rapapa says, no, the Reise meant, it's really one case. If the ksubasa, her heikama shimina, and she doesn't collect. The point of the Reise is exactly the opposite. She may not collect. She only collects when we know that it was actually destroyed. So if Rabba's willing to say that's shot in the Braisa, even the Braisa says there was a ksuva. A, and it was she's claiming that it's lost. B, and she collects. No, that's not what I meant. It meant she doesn't collect. If Rabba's willing to say that in the Braisa, Kolshkin Damasisin, For sure, the Mishnah Rapapa would say that you don't write a shofar. The member of the Malkum Shem Kosin Ksuba skin the Mishnah case they don't write a Ksuba normally, but otherwise they don't write a shofar. But however, man the mouse he put the Rapapa Revo Amasnisin. The Rapapa said it's pshat on the Mishnah. The Bryce, he will now learn that there's an argument. In other words, over there, a papa lays down his arms and agrees with the Rebbevo. The question is Shaiver. The Bryce, in my case, it wasn't Ksuba, and still we're letting him collect with the claim that it's lost. Must be, we give him a receipt. Kikushin, like we asked, the Ktani Ibda Ksubasa. And this version, if we said Rav Avoh said it's pshat in the Mishnah, we're not going to believe it'll say it on the Braisa. And he's not going to accept this doichik pshat in the Braisa that idik subasa and hitmina subasa is one case, which is not pasha pshat. Rashi, kim lo yafshir. So she can collect multiple times. So Vada Kassid and Shavar over there, we're left with no option other than writing a Shavar. Because the rest of Rashi is.